This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think when you lose by 20 goals, it's always a bit of a head scratcher as to what you do take out of it. And I think probably more than anything for us, just having a look at that second quarter where things fell apart pretty quickly, and then we found ourselves 10 goals down at half time, and been a little bit of a repeated behaviour in recent weeks that we want to try and shift to make sure that we're not in those tough pressurised situations at half time, and we're feeling a little bit more comfortable about what we're doing. So that's probably been the main takeout. And I think when you look at the second half, the scoreline blew out to a point where it becomes a little bit of a challenging point as to what you take from it. But yeah, certainly how we start the first 30 minutes of the game and set up our performance, probably the most critical thing that we take from it.
This is a good test for your side. Obviously last year you didn't play a lot of catch-up netball, and your wins this year played a lot of catch-up netball, or something you can work on.
Yeah, I think the reality is it's like we're okay to lose if you have to lose. A team always has to lose, but I think it's how you lose that's the most important part. And I think that type of loss is unacceptable for us. It's okay to fall short if you play well or you just miss a couple of moments here and there, but you do learn from them. I think when you lose by 20 goals, just most things aren't working. So I think that was a little bit of a reflection of our day that, you know, we were disconnected in our ends. We weren't capitalising on turnover ball that we got. We weren't converting off our own ball well enough. And we probably just weren't standing up collectively in our individual positions as well. So it was a bit of everything. I think, you know, losing's a part of the business, but it's how you do it, I think, that's most important. And that loss for us was just not a fever way in which we like to lose. So this week's an important one to bounce back and respond pretty strongly.
There's a positive, obviously, getting Alice back out there. How great was it to have her?
Yeah, really good. And hopefully this week there's no restriction in what her court time looks like. And she was brilliant out at training this morning. So I think just having that consistency and reliability back in that wing attack role is key for us. And just that leadership too when things do get tough. She's a really important player for us in those moments. So hopefully she can make a real impact when she, you know, gets back out on the court in the weekend and plays a few more minutes.
We've just got Romelda's milestone this weekend. How great is it to have that in front of the Green Army?
It's incredible, and if you ever need a little bit more of a drive to make sure we get the win for somebody, it's for Romelda on the weekend. It's an incredible achievement, and I think we're so privileged and lucky to have her at our club and in our team. And I think there's nobody better in world netball to break a record than Romelda Aiken-George. So I hope she has a cracking game. She's been playing brilliant netball, and she certainly deserves her place in the history books.
What has she brought to this team this year?
Oh, I think she's brought an energy that is a can-do attitude, and, you know, most importantly, you know, age and stage of career, still thinks there's more in her to grow, and I love that competitiveness that she brings. And she's very giving to the younger players in our team and making sure that she's sharing her knowledge. And you know, to be fair to her, she's played some really important games for us and played some big minutes against some great opposition, and she's worked really hard for us. So I think she's doing a great job, and it's great to see her still really enjoying her netball and playing at this level, because she's more than capable.
To have someone like Romelda step up for Janiel in her absence, obviously you must feel pretty lucky that you have someone like that who can slide into her shoes, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. It's why we feel so privileged to be able to have someone of her talent and experience to be able to slip into that role for us. And, you know, there are times where we've looked at our lineup and it's been completely different to what we anticipated it would be, and very different to last year as well. But the players have adapted quite well. And, you know, we're bringing out some of Romelda's strengths, which are great, and she's bringing out strength in others too. So hopefully we can really bring that stuff to life on the weekend.
And this weekend, that record-breaking game against the Swifts, would you make it there?
Well, yeah, I think the Swifts played probably their best netball they did last round. I think they looked really good against the Lightning, and they found a great moment at the end of the game to really surge and put their foot down. And obviously Paige Hadley coming back into their fold really adds some great stability into their midcourt, and they just really seem to find their connections and flow better than what they have for a long, long time. So I'm expecting a Swifts to be up and about at their very, very best, and I think it's going to be a really tough battle out there.
How important is it for the team to bounce back from last week against the Swifts in terms of the season as an overall?
Oh, it's critical. I think it's, you know, we historically always bounce back well from a loss. We don't like losing. We don't do it often. So when we do, it's a great opportunity to take a good hard look at yourselves and everybody, which is what we do. We don't shy away from that discomfort. And, you know, everyone's going to be really eager to get back on the court and play some good netball. We just weren't anywhere near what we wanted to be against the Thunderbirds. And the only way to move past that is by being better the next time we step on court. So we'll be ready for it, and we'll be ready to go pretty hard.
Last week you had that 6-day break with the longest trip in the league, and this week 9 days, which is obviously a lot better. What are you sort of doing with these extra days off?
I think we need them, to be honest. I think the fatigue element, as much as you try and work your way through it and manage it, it certainly has an impact to some degree. It's certainly not a 20-goal impact, but it certainly played its part in some way. And so the girls have had a 3-day break, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, off the back of the game, and have trained really well this morning, so freshened up to some degree. And we'll just keep managing the moments where we can kind of decrease the load and freshen them up on and off the court as best we possibly can. But we'll certainly appreciate a couple of extra days before we play our next game.
Just on that, it's such a tough turnaround with that longest trip, as I said there. Is that something that you can sort of speak to the competition about? Is something that doesn't happen again in the future?
Oh, you can always ask the question, but whether it does or doesn't happen is, you know, somewhat out of our control. And I think when we saw the draw, we identified that this block of the season was going to ask a lot from us. And short turnarounds with lots of travel and extended travel that we have to have, only we really appreciate what that's like. And there definitely are accumulated fatigue elements that sit with the extra flying and the short turnarounds and those types of things. But we knew that was the case, and we'll always continue to do our best to make sure that we get draws that are fair and even. But sometimes, you know, you just got to play the cards in front of you, and that's what we'll continue to do.
How's Sasha faring with the travel? Obviously last year she didn't get a lot of minutes, didn't play the year before, and she's playing a lot of ball.
Yeah, I think just adapting back to the demands of it, I think playing big games, and now that she's back in great form, opposition teams really targeting her. So we need to be a little bit more clever and crafty around how we potentially utilise her or manage her through games to give her the best chance to play well over long periods. And also just some adjustments Sash can make too, to be a little bit more assertive in what she's doing out there. So certainly a shift for her, and I think a lot of shifts for a lot of our players too, to be honest, this year. It's a very different looking team. It's a very different season that we've had to endure, and you know, realistically, only that game against T-Birds was the first time we had our full list available, but they weren't available for full 60 minutes, so we still had a lot of complications and restrictions in there as well. So hopefully just getting that out of the way now and having a little bit more time just to kind of work on the lineups, and a few extra days before our next game, we can kind of turn a bit of a corner. But yeah, everyone's battling a little bit, but we'll be right for Sunday and ready to put on a show.
Has Romilda got any inside tips on that defence end? Obviously, she's former Swift herself.
Yeah, she's always pretty insightful. She's very, very knowledgeable. And I think it's just picking and choosing, you know, what to share and what's really on point with where we're at right now and what's going to be really impactful from a game plan perspective. And sometimes you can overanalyze things and complicate them. But I think the players' ability to scout and know what their opposition brings is really important. And we're confident that we match up really well against the Swifts. But we're certainly very aware of how good the Swifts were on the weekend too. So we just want to make sure that the focus sits more on us and we show up and shape up and play Fever style netball.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.